Hello, and welcome to another episode of Bridging the Gap, a podcast of the Governmental Accounting Standards Board. I am Joel Black, chair of the GASB. Our episode today is on the 2025 update to our implementation guidance. In this episode, Matt Broder, our host and Financial Accounting Foundation Vice President of Communications, will be talking to Emily Paul, Senior Project Manager at the GASB, who led the implementation guidance update project. Over to you, Matt.
Joel, thank you so much. And it is great to be back on Bridging the Gap with Emily Paul, Project Manager for the Governmental Accounting Standards Board. Emily, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Matt. Happy to be here.
Wonderful. It's great to have you. The GASB issued a new implementation guide earlier this summer, which is the topic of this podcast. And the new implementation guide is meant to provide your stakeholders with guidance on how to apply recently issued standards. Can you, before we dive into the details, can you just talk a little bit about what an implementation guide is and how the implementation guides fit into the GASB literature?
Absolutely. So implementation guides include authoritative guidance, and that guidance is in the form of questions and answers. The guidance that's provided in these guides is intended to clarify, explain, or elaborate on our GASB statements. So the questions and answers are category B GAAP, which means that they are authoritative, and they supplement the guidance that's provided in our category A GAAP, namely GASB statements. Once a question and answer is issued in an implementation guide, it is then also incorporated into the GASB's codification and the GASB's comprehensive implementation guide.
So it is absolutely GAAP, but has a different origin story, if you will.
Yes, it is a little bit different than GASB statements, which again are category A GAAP. And these are intended to really be supplemental and explain and elaborate on what's in that category A GAAP.
Emily, I've heard GASB Chair Joel Black say that issuing a new standard really isn't the end of the process, but in many ways, it's the beginning. We're here to talk about implementation guides, and I'm just wondering if you can connect the dots between that statement from Joel and what he means by that and how the implementation guides fit into the overall standard setting process.
Sure. So once a new statement or standard is issued, that's really when the fun begins. That's the start of the implementation phase. And we support stakeholders in their implementation of new standards in many ways. And one of those is an implementation guide. Our implementation guides are focused on helping preparers and auditors in their application of the new standards. And the guides often provide examples about how to apply standards based on particular circumstances or particular fact sets. Ultimately, the implementation guidance should help preparers and auditors apply the guidance in GASB statements more consistently, which in turn enhances the information provided to our users of financial statements.
That makes sense. I was looking on the GASB website, and it seems like you issue these implementation guides, roughly every couple of years. And I'm wondering if there's like a clock that you guys have set, a 24-month clock or something that triggers these, or what the process is by which you determine when it's time for a new implementation guide?
We review the need for a guide annually. And so that review that we do as part of our annual process includes looking at areas where we've received questions and determining whether there's potentially a need for guidance in those areas. The questions can come in many forms. Often they come through technical inquiries. They may also come up through the due process during the development of a new statement, or they might have been raised by members of our advisory council or other stakeholders. So we evaluate the questions that we've received, review those annually, and determine, based on the number and significance of the potential questions, whether a guide should be developed. Recently, as you pointed out, implementation guide updates have been issued about every other year.
Got it. So it's not some automatic process by which you guys determine when to issue these new guides. You let the issues accumulate, and then when you're ready and you think the stakeholders really need this, it's time. So
Yes, we're definitely balancing. We know with the issuance of any new requirements, that is an additional lift for our stakeholders. And so we want to be cognizant of that while also balancing helping them and assisting them with the implementation of standards. So we do take that into account, and we do look at these on an ongoing basis. It is a rolling project, but the actual issuance of a guide really has been more recently every other year.
So we've talked about implementation guides in general. Now let's dive into the specific one that the board issued recently. It has 16 questions and 2 amendments. I don't think we have time on this program to dive into every single one of them, but I'm guessing that they aren't all equally important, that some of them are more important than others and are really the key issues that stakeholders care about. So, Emily, maybe you could just talk a little bit about the highlights from this implementation guide.
Absolutely. So the 16 new questions and answers primarily address topics from recently issued GASB statements. So specifically, Statement 103 on the financial reporting model, Statement 101 on compensated absences, and Statement 100 on accounting changes and error corrections. So for the questions and answers related to Statement 103 on the financial reporting model, some of those Q&As address the classification as operating or non-operating, and others address the definitions of subsidies. Those have been 2 hot topics relative to that statement. The Statement 101 question and answer clarifies the pay rate that should be used in the measurement of the liability for compensated absences. And the Statement 100 question and answers include clarification on the display provisions for accounting changes and error corrections. And then there's also a question addressing whether a change in the capitalization threshold is a change in accounting principle as defined in that statement. So those are really the key, some of the key issues that are addressed in this upcoming guide.
That's quite a diverse range of questions and topics. The I think I know the answer to this question, but I'm going to ask it anyway, just in case stakeholders are unclear. But the new implementation guide, I assume, is online somewhere. Where can stakeholders find it?
Yes, the new guide can be found on the GASB website under the Pronouncements and then Implementation Guides menu. The guide will also be available in our online Governmental Accounting Research System, GARS, which can be also accessed through the GASB website. And then the questions and answers from the guide will be incorporated into the GASB codification and the SIG, which is also accessible through GARS.
Got it. So all available through one path or another on the GASB website. That's great. The last question that I have for you, you talk about this iterative process that you have with stakeholders where they raise questions and get answers, and you are constantly compiling this feedback, some of which ultimately results in the issuance of an implementation guide. How do stakeholders get on that train to provide you with the questions? How do they reach you? How do they get to raise these issues that eventually find their way into implementation guides?
Sure. So a lot of our questions do originate from technical inquiries that we receive through stakeholders, and we welcome our stakeholders to use our technical inquiry service, which is another thing that's available through our GASB website. It allows stakeholders to submit their questions through an online form, and then their question will be routed to the appropriate staff member who should be able to assist them. So we are constantly looking at the questions that we receive through technical inquiries, and then also feedback through due process and feedback at our advisory council meetings, and feedback that we receive when we're out giving speeches and providing GASB updates. All of those really are used to form the basis for questions and answers that end up in an implementation guide.
Well, I know you guys are always in listening mode when it comes to stakeholders. Emily, it's been great to have you on the show to talk about the latest implementation guide from the GASB. We will have you back, I'm sure, not only for the next implementation guide, but for many of the other projects that you work on. Thank you for joining us today on Bridging the Gap.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you all so much for tuning in with us to this episode of Bridging the Gap. We hope you'll join us again, and please be sure to visit gasby.org/podcast to subscribe and to stay updated on future episodes. You can also follow the Gatsby on LinkedIn, Facebook, and X, previously Twitter. Bridging the Gap is a production of the Financial Accounting Foundation, produced by myself, Eileen Foley, and brought to audiovisual life by Patrick Dorsman. So until next time, keep balancing those books, crunching those numbers, and embracing the art of financial reporting.